Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Idyas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. The next Mishnah is from Masech des Kalim. Agav, did you know that before the Vilna Gaon was Nifter, he had never gone to a doctor his whole life? The family insisted he was mamish, his last minutes on this world, the famous story, he was holding his tzitzis and said, look at a world, this is just for almost doing nothing, your zechet is such alam haba. The doctor came to him, the doctor leaned over to listen to his heart with the stethoscope. And the family was very nervous, they asked, where is it holding? He said, where he's holding? Masech des Kalim. Apparently it was a doctor who knew, Mishnayis. He said, the Gra is chazering Masech des Kalim now. Masech des Kalim means we're a keli. There's a keli that could receive tumah, but there's always the side of kedusha. There's a keli that could receive kedusha. So this mishnah is from Masech des Kalim. Masech des Kalim has 30 perakim. Maybe one day Bez Hashem Yisbach will be zeichet to learn Masech des Kalim. Right now, let's learn this mishnah from Masech des Kalim in Masech des Idyas. Sagt the mishnah Masech des Idyas peri gimel mishnah ches. Shloish advarim, there are three things that Rabbi Tzadik mitame v'chachamim mitarin. There are three things that Rabbi Tzadik considers to be tame, or could become tame. V'chachamim mitarin and v'chachamim say, no, it can't become tame. The first one, masmer hashulchani. Literally, the peg or the nail of a money changer. There are two pshatim in the Bat Tanura. First pshat is, the money changer had a scale. Now, why would a money changer need a scale? And the answer is, he would use a scale to make sure that the coins have a proper weight. We've explained several times already that money in the times of the Mishnah had intrinsic value. That meant that a coin was worth its amount depending on the quality of the coin. If it wasn't chipped, if it weighed enough. And he would hang the scale on a nail that was attached to some type of a closet or a cabinet. Now, Reb Tzadik says that even though the general rule is a metal object has to have a hollow part you can put things into, has to be makabel things, but lamaisiv, it's a metal keli that's used for a purpose, like a metal knife or scissors. There's nothing you can put into it, but it's still makabel tumah. So the same is true for this nail. But the Chachamim say, no, the nail isn't a keli on its own. It's part of the cabinet. Second shot of the Bat Tanura, it was a kind of a board. Masmar Shulchani is not a nail, but it was a kind of a board that the Shulchani would put into the door. Sometimes he would take the door that would serve at night as the front to his shop and put it on benches that became his table, and he would tuck this board underneath to secure it. It shouldn't fall. The reason the Chachamim say it's tar is because they say, look, this is considered something that's used with the ground. Vaitra says the Mishnah of Arayin Shel Geroises. What is Geroises? Grist. It's kind of beans that are ground into flour. Now the grinder keeps the flour in a special kind of a wooden box. Usually he keeps the box in one place, doesn't move it around. That's why the Chachamim say it's tar, because it's not made to be moved around. Arayin Shel Geroises. Some say it was a big box that was kept on the wagon. He poured the flour into it. Either way, because the box itself is only very rarely moved around, so the Chachamim say it's tar, but Reb Tzadik says no. Sometimes it is moved, and therefore it's tameh. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Masmer shel even shois. Remember, they had no clocks in those days. How did they know what time it was? Well, one of the ways was a sundial. There was like this little pole, or a nail in the center of the sundial. And as the sun moves to the sky, the shadow that this little pole caused pointed to the right time. So Reb Tzadik says, okay, so it's used to tell time. It's a metal utensil that serves a person. It's no different than a scissor or a knife. But the Chachamim disagree. They say it just makes a shadow. Anything can do that. So it's not really called a keli. So again, these three cases, the peg of the money changer, the box of the man who grinds up the groises, the bean flour, and the peg of the sundial. Rabbi Tzadik mitame. Rabbi Tzadik says it's tame. It's called a keli. The chachamim, and the chachamim say in regard to these three things, mitarin, they are tahar.